On page Reshut Beis, we're up to which paragraph? The second? No, the second paragraph. Okay, we already did learn yesterday. We'll fill you in, Shloimeh, on what you missed yesterday, okay? You weren't here yesterday, right? Don't say that. You got stuck on a Taisus. Anyway, what we did learn yesterday is that the Nevuah of Yeshaya, the angels have six wings. The Nevuah of Yecheskel, the angels have four wings. The six wings represent Klal Yisrael during the time that the Beis Hamikdash stood, and they saw the wings that lift them up higher. And the four wings is during the time of Hester Panim, around the time of the Churban, which is lower. And in effect, the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh is the time of the six wings, which we say represents Baruch Shem, Kavayim, Achusay, Lailam, Voed, six words, a higher level. And Baruch Kavayim, Hashem, Kaimai, which is four words, missing the Kavayim, Achusay, represents the time of Hester Panim. So that Kedusha consists of two expressions, the Kadosh, Kadosh, which is the Nevuah of Yeshaya, the higher level of angels praising Hashem.
But they don't say that.
And what?
The angels don't say that.
They do.
They
say Kaddish Kaddish. The six wings are connected, Baruch Kavayit Hashem, Baruch Shem Kavayim Achusel Vayit, for whatever reason. Baruch Shem, Kaddish Kaddish is more words. I made that mistake yesterday. Yeah. It's Baruch Shem Kavayim Achusel Lailam Vayit on the six wings. Baruch Kavayit Hashem Im Kaimai, without Kavayim Achusai, are the four wings when Hashem's Malchus is hidden. So those are the two. We're going to pick up from the bottom of first column, Reshut Beis. Ubenevuas Yecheskel, which is the second of the Nevuas of the wings. Aksiv atiseini ruach v'eshem acharai korash gadol, baruch kavayit Hashem im kaimai. That's the way it says in the Nevuah. Yeshav in Yishayish Barash Gadol. At Shehutzruch Lichpay al Hadvarim. It says Rash Gadol twice. If you look at the beginning of the paragraph, say the Ruach v'Shavacharai Kol Rash Gadol. Barkavay Shavim Kaimai. And then it says Kailai Fadim Lumasam V'Kol Rash Gadol. Now what's a big Rash? In Yiddish to say a Rash, no, is a tumult. What's the idea of Rash Gadol? We say on Shabbos, Oz B'Koil, Rash Gadol, Adi B'Chazak, B'Shmim B'Koil. But Gishin, we stress, Hayos Amira, B'Rash U'Mamapecha, that the saying is with a great trouble. But Tama Boy, you can't explain that. What's this big Rash? Boy, the second question. Yeshahar B'Shomer, L'Umosa Mishapchim V'Yayimrim. Now, you've heard this from me a couple of times, but he's asking, what's you have to realize there are two sets of angels. Kedusha is Kaddish, 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 Shem Tzavakis, Melacharetz Kavaydei, period. That's the end of the first section. And then we say, Oz B'Kal Rash Gadol, Adi B'Chaz Rashim Kail. Let's go to the next one. Oz then, because Rash Gadol, Adi B'Chazak, strong, Mashmiyim Kail, Mustasim Lumasarafim, they go opposite the previous angels, Lumasam, opposite them, Mishapchid, they praise, and they say, Baruch Yemeiru Hashem B'Kaimai. You guys say Baruch Yemeiru, okay. Lumasam, Baruch Yemeiru. The question is, what's Lumasam? Like, it's not two teams, like Halua, you know. The first angel said one thing. The second angel's L'umasam, say something opposite them. What's opposite them? There's some reversal of what it said by Kaddish. Because they're somehow contradicting before, which you didn't explain yet. If they're fighting, if you look at it as two teams, one team saying Kaddish Kaddish, and one team saying Kibar Kavayin, which we'll explain. Kilu Kaviyachol Hoifchid Hilucham Pisayim. K'deilaz L'achereyim. They turn around. It's our beer. So he's setting the table. He's saying that the two sets of angels, the Yeshaya angels, which is Kaddish Kaddish, and the Yecheskel angels, which is Bar Kavayin, are in contradistinction one to the other. They're contradicting one to the other. Pirish explains. Kadosh hu muvdol u'mefurish. Kadosh means to be separate. This is the Gra's Biur, Kadosh Kadosh. Kadosh hu muvdol u'mefurish. When you make something hegdish, you can't use it. Take an animal, you make it hegdish, you can't use the animal. Ukshayimir ala Kadosh Baruch Hu shel Kadosh. Say about God that he's Kadosh. Harei akavala shu yizbaruch muvdol u'mefurish legabri beishum hasaga. When you say Hashem is Kadosh, it means he's hidden. According to our limited understanding, he's a spiritual Metzias B'dagachi Gavai on a high level. They also don't reach the level, the higher level. They desire to go up higher. They wings flap their wings to go up, from whatever their land is. I skipped the brackets. And each attempt to lift themselves up, whatever they try to lift themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu discover Merayim Yosef Yosef Mubdol Beforish and Ekein Svetachis. This is the Gra's explanation with the Gra de Baal Tanya. Now, I'll explain the way he's explaining the Gra. He's explaining as follows. Baal Tanya writes in the Tanya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found everywhere. Which is God is found everywhere. Less Ara Pani Minei. There's no place where God doesn't exist. Because Kadosh, 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 Malay Chal Haaretz Kevaydai. God is covered, is everywhere. So the Gra wrote a rebuttal. He held that was not a correct explanation. And the Gra says, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh means the opposite. It means God is distant. God is way above us. Kadosh, 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 HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachal, Metzias, is way above us. Let's see if we'll explain the Malach HaRez Kavaydai. But that's the idea of Kadosh. On the contrary, that God is way above us. Now the Malachim, when they say Kadosh, they lift themselves, they try to raise themselves towards Hashem. That's why we have a meeting, we go up on our toes by each of the Kadosh. Because we're showing the Malachim, the Ma'ifef, each Kadosh, they try to fly higher. So he explains as follows. Zel Kadosh 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 Shem Tzavak Zmacharas Kavaydei. B'shor Se Elyo Yishayelam Zel Azeh. Ayei Mekayim Kavaydei. Where is God's covenant to be found? Ki Eilam Yechayelam La'asigai. They can't reach it. V'zeo Abir B'mashayimim. L'dor V'dor Nagi Godlecha. You guys say this. In every generation we praise Hashem's greatness. L'Neitzach Nitzachim. And for eternity, Kidushosecha Nagdish. We declare that you're Kadosh. Sarach Mir, what? Kedushas Chadagdish, thank you. With Sarach Mir, Masha Mesefer, Ula Neitzach Nitzachim, Ela HaKavara HaMalachim, Shabbos HaTzadikim, HaNitzah Kavar, B'matzah Shal Netzach, we're already up in the eternal world. Avi Vidas, Avi Yala Oretz, Avi Yisrael, Avi Bledargo Yiloh, Ozei Begiel, HaMatzav Chadash Shal Netzach, Hayru Netzach Nitzachim. Higher and higher, but Netzach Moisef Al Netzach. Permanence, which is added to a permanence, Gamos Kedushoscha Nagdish. Kedushoscha, right? Nagdish. Kedush Baruch Hu Kadosh Umovto. So that's his explanation. Now, this is not the way we would normally explain it. Normally we would say, the first angels say, Malach HaLar Eskavani, Hashem is everywhere. The second angels say, Baruch Kavani Hashem Im Kaimai, Hashem is only in his own place. Rav Schwab reverses it. Rav Schwab says, Kadosh, Kadosh, he understands, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is distant, is way above us. Way above us. And now he's going to explain the second group of angels. And that's what he's going to explain. By the Knesiyah Gedayla, the Chafetz Chaim asked the Ger Rebbe why it says, let's say, Acharei Hashem Elokecha Telech. It says, Lashav Acharei, go after God. Acharei is far away. It should say Achar. It's close. You should go close to Hashem. Why you go far? So the Ger Rebbe answered him, when a person realizes he's far from Hashem, then he's close to Hashem. A guy thinks he's close to Hashem, he's far from Hashem. A guy realizes the distance, he has a connection to Hashem. So that's Kaddish Kaddish, that the person realizes the great distance between him and God. Now he gets to the second group of angels, yeah?
What do the angels know that we don't? I mean, according to this, it sounds like the angels have...
Angels exist in the spiritual world. We don't know what the spiritual world is like.
But they tried to get close to Hashem and they don't.
So well, they lift themselves up in the direction, but they're still distant.
They don't get there.
They don't get
there. So, I mean, they must know something, but still they're up there and we're down here.
Okay. So they know a lot we don't know, and with all that, they're still distant from HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. It says, oh, you're running out of the Chai. It's impossible for us to know. Is it possible for the Malachim to know?
What he's saying is that they can't. What he's saying is they can't, but they want to become close to God. Any spiritual being wants to be close to God. And they're still distant, that's what he's saying. It's good to want to be close to Hashem. We want to have the desire to be close, even though we can't. And of course, the Shamans want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Hayfanim v'chayis HaKadosh, let's get to the second group of angels. So they go with a tumult against them. Not only is it true that God is distant, God is also very close. Hashem brings Himself closer to us. When you look upwards, God is distant. When God looks downwards, God kaviyachol brings Himself close to everything. From a high world to a low level, and God sort of injects Himself in everybody's life. And the second group of angels say that God is everywhere. And looks like to a person that God doesn't occupy place. He started with this yesterday. When Avraham Avinu had his bris and he was in pain, Avraham sat by the door of his tent to find guests. When a person does something like that, he's in pain and he goes looking for guests. HaKadosh Baruch Hu draws Kaviyachal himself closer to the person. So we said in the beginning, when Hashem came, Avraham wanted to stand up in his honor. I'm with you. That's the way it will be with your descendants. And people are discussing petty things that are on a low level. Raise that pella. Here you have two people fighting over something silly. And they take three dayanim. They paskin. Hi, alakim nitzah ba'adas keel, or ba'adas eel. Because Baruch Nimsa gamba matzav nomach shal matzav marivu, he's Baruch Miskarve lov yaisav yaisav. So this is the Rev Schwab's explanation of Kedusha. Let's try to sum it up. When you say Kedusha, you say, let us praise Hashem, Nakdishach. Let us call you Kadosh, like the Malachim. So we do two things. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, 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 is way elevated above us. We recognize one truth, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is way, There's hasaga. We have no hasaga of God. And then we say lu'umasam. On the other hand, opposite them, mishapcha v'yayimim barakvayit Hashem b'kayimim. We thank Hashem for bringing himself down into our little world, but we're involved in small, petty things in this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of brings himself down here.
It's a,
we have to wait till he gets to it. We have to keep him in suspense till he gets to Kedusha. But yeah. But the point here, it's like the incident that happened years ago in Kippur Gudah, when Ramesh came to speak at Kippur Gudah, and a boy asked him, if he said he needs a baseball glove, if it's okay to ask for it in Milosh Ben Esrei. He asked Ramesh, okay, Milosh Ben Esrei, say, God, I need a baseball glove. So Ramesh said, of course. What? In middle of Shvat Esrei, yeah. So Ramesh said, of course. So what does that mean? That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu injects himself in your silliness. Now, to us, the baseball glove is silly, but to us, you know, whatever we want is important. To Malachim, the things we want is probably silly too, you know. Whatever it is. What?
He said no.
He said yes. Of course he said yes. Ramesh said yes, said of course.
Did he get the baseball glove?
That part of the story, I don't know. And I just remember, I didn't hear, there was a crowd around Ramesh. They said, what's he saying? What's he saying? And then, what? A Rebbe, the story has that, you got it. Okay. But, but that's the point. The point is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should look to him for everything. You should look to him anything you need. You should look to me. And it's not a stira. It's not a contradiction. Now really, there's a rule in Shemayin Esrei that in Shema Keleinu you can ask for anything. In Shema Keleinu, or the kind of tsar, you can inject anything you want. The other brachis only if it's an emergency. Only if it's an emergency, if someone's sick or someone's doesn't have a job or something that's urgent. So parnasa, if it's urgent, then you ask in baruch aleinu. Otherwise, you ask in shmak aleinu. We try lechatchila not to. What? Also, if it's a specific urgency, then you say it. There's really no place for a shidduch in baruch aleinu, you know, unless you're davening for a rich shidduch, you say baruch aleinu. But otherwise, you say it.
This duality of Lacho Kekaro, how long fit into the concept of Tzimtzum?
So, that was the argument between the Baal Tanya and the Gra. It's very, you know, it's beyond me. I spent many hours trying to understand the Machlaikis. There's a set of letters on the topic from Rav Dessler. It's not printed in Michtam Eliyahu, it's printed in Rabbi Geltzeler's Sefer on Kochim, the back. Kerem Yeshua, something it's called. The only place I ever saw the Sefer is in the Azat, in the Mir Yeshiva. All the way up in the top shelf. I don't think it's used that much for Kochim. It's a brilliant Sefer, but Kochim is not used that much. But I took it down and I spent a lot of time. I should really make copies of those, maybe it's on the thing. But it's something that really requires a lot of effort to appreciate and understanding how two of the greatest people, thinkers, the Baal Tanya and the Gra, had a violent argument, but almost a violent argument. The Gra held that this whole Sefer Tanya is Epicurus, because he has this notion that God is everywhere. And this Tzimtzum, he says Tzimtzum means that Kaviyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his presence for certain moments. He says a Rosha can't do Rishus if God is there. And Kaviyachal is a concept of Tzimtzum. That's a very hard thing to explain in a few minutes, even to explain in a few hours. It's a complicated issue. And in my original version of Pathways to the Prophets, I had an article on it. And later I pulled it out. I left in the Kaddish Kaddish, at least my version of this. I pulled it out. There's a footnote later in the book. And it says, there's a machlaikis, if the neshama is in your body, or if the neshama is b'maychi. B'maychi means it's your neshama is in heaven connected to your brain, it touches your head, which is the Reb Chaim Volozhiner's explanation, Nefesh HaChaim, or if your whole body is full of your neshama. Right? We say we put our tefillah on neshama shebamaychi. And we say somewhere else, the neshama is everywhere. Okay. Oh, the Gemara says that man neshama mamali kalaguf. So it's a question how you look at the neshama. So the footnote I wrote, this is similar to that dispute that brought the Balatanya in chapter. So I've had phone calls and letters, you know, where is it? So I took it out because I don't feel worthy of explaining this machlekes is the Balatanya and the Gemara. But,
seems that the world today,
on an Uncle Maishi level.
What?
On an Uncle Maishi level, but not on the Grah level. The Lubavitcher Rebbe has a series of shiurim, had a Grah, of course was my dinner Balatanya, and in Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Sefer, he says like the Balatanya, and he has a whole list of things that he's Maida, which is of course, the way Lubavitch looks at it, but, it's a very serious dispute, which is it's on a lofty level. You know, we're happy if we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit and then try to sense his presence here and there. I wonder how Rabbi Miller would have discussed this, you know, what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Nivchti Liyo tried to make a pshara. They don't argue, and he has a mahalach that's a pshara. After that summer...
You already said it, that they don't really argue. Well, they're looking at different perspectives.
That's what, sort of what he says. So I asked, Rav Matisyahu Solomon, he was well, I was sitting by gathering next to him. I asked him, is what the Miltavio says, is it really that way? He said, Rav Elia tried to make shalom between everybody. Rav Elia tried to make peace with everybody. Of course not, you know, they argued, there was a machlokes. Try to make peace between them. But, you know, we live in a generation where nobody gets excited about these things. You know, we get excited about, yeah, I mean, in a good, why do we get excited about that's important? You know, Sheitlach, human hair Sheitlach, or things that affect us. But the theoretical understanding of God, we just don't live in a world that's busy with the theoretical understanding of God. It's an elevated world. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, there are people that still argue about it. Okay.